This is back to Sir Roger Saint Disability Court. This is the Temesco Disability Services Service. To be dated February 26, 2025. It's 2/26/2025. This is regarding Leah Nicole Grissom. First name L-E-A-H, middle name N-I-K-H-O-L, last name G-R-I-S-S-O-N. Date of birth December 19, 1990. That's 12/19/1990. Case ID 13159383. That's 13/15/9383. Dear Disability Determination Service, new paragraph, Ms. and Ms. Period. Grayson comes into the Detroit office for a complete ophthalmologic examination. Period. She states that she has difficulties with work-related activities because of a loss of vision. Period. She has a history of working as a driver, D-R-I-V-E-R, for a local car, C-A-R, company, and states that she had to stop in December of 2023 because of a gunshot to her leg, L-E-G, period. As well, comma, she states that she experienced seizures and this has been associated with right-sided visual field loss, period. She was last examined here in January of 2024, at which time it was noted that she had a right-sided visual field defect, period. She states that since that time, she has had more seizures, and she feels that the vision has declined even further, period. Apparently, comma, she went back to work, but had to stop again last year because of the loss of vision, period. She says that she has difficulties avoiding hazards in her environment, period. She does not use IEYE drops, period. She has not had IEYE surgery, period. She does not wear eyeglasses, period. New paragraph. On examination, the best corrected visual acuity is 20/20, that's same slash 2/0 on each side, period. This is with a spectacle correction of -0.50, -0.50 x113 on the right, and 0.25 CRSPH area on the left, period. The near acuity without correction measures 20/20, that's 20/20 on each side of 14, that's 1/4 inches, period. The pupils are equally reactive and round, period. The muscle bounces are the forward, period. The extraocular muscle movements are smooth and full, period. Athlination pressures are 8 on the right, and 10, that's 1/0 on the left, period. The slit lamp examination is unremarkable, period. The medium, M-E-D-I-A-R, area clear, period. The fundus examination is unremarkable, period. The cup to disc ratio is 0.3 on both sides, period. There are no hemorrhages, period. There's no edema, period. The eyelids are unremarkable, period. The paragraph. Visual field testing utilizing a Humphrey, H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y, 30-2, that's 30-2, test with a 3/4 inch rheumatoid for small battery stimulus shows a right-sided hemianopsia, H-E-M-I-A-N-O-P-S-I-A, period. There are 30 degrees or more of horizontal field with the right eye and 25 or more degrees of horizontal field with the left eye, period. Clinically, comma, there is no decrease to the left, but there is a loss on the right with both eyes, EYES, period. Assessment, number one, myopia, period. Number two, right-sided visual field loss, period. New paragraph. Ms. and Mr. Grayson has clinical findings that are consistent with the loss of visual field on the right side, period. This is consistent with the history of left-sided brain disease, period. Overall, comma, her exam and findings are unchanged from last year, period. Based upon these findings, one would expect her to have difficulties avoiding hazards that are in her right hemifield, H-E-M-I-F-I-E-L-D, period. However, comma, she does have good central vision, and she should be able to read small print, comma, distinguish between small objects, comma, and use a computer, period. Her prognosis is stable, although it is unlikely that she will have a return of her right-sided visual field, period. New paragraph. Thank you for this consultation, period. Paragraph, sincerely yours. for the Baird of St. Daniel, Essex, Grand Mary, PH, and the patient.